And welcome back to the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Good to have Mid Prairie's Marie Hostetler on this week. Marie, congratulations and thanks for the time here today.
Thank you.
Well, Marie, of course, coming off of a third straight individual title in Class 2A at the state meet in Fort Dodge over the weekend, also a third straight team title. Let's start from an individual standpoint, Marie. Saturday, you know, it's a few runners were with you for a little while, but that second half of the race you really took off. So just kind of break down the race on Saturday, and how were you able to come out with the win?
I guess just going in, I wanted to definitely push the second mile and thought I could lose anybody that was with me on the second mile. And I lost them a little bit before that, which what I wasn't quite expecting, but I guess I took it in stride and just kept the plan the same of pushing the second mile back on the hill. And just trying to push myself the rest of the way in.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lakeside Golf Course has kind of been a second home for you. You've been there a lot of years. How has the experience of being there the last couple years helped you this time on Saturday?
I guess just the more you run the course, the more comfortable you are with it. Yeah, it was nice because I ran there twice with Anna, and so having her there to, I guess, teach me how to run it a little bit and having the experience of running there with other people helped me push myself on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into the team title. Wow, what a thrill. One by 1 point. How crazy is that?
That is literally insane. We're very blessed.
Walk me through, when did the team realize you won? You realized it was 1 point. What was the feeling once you realized that you're team champions once again?
I guess we all went back to camp and we were just putting our sweats on and stuff, and we were all a little bit on edge because we knew it could go either way. And we knew there were parents out there watching the board for us. And then one of them came back to camp and told us that we won by 1 point, which is absolutely insane. And then, we all screamed and I think we started crying. A bunch of us did. And it's a crazy feeling, especially for the third time and having it be that close because we all mattered in that race, and to have it be that close, you know, it's very, very on edge. And yeah.
Sure. You know, not to say that one state title means more than another, but that Saturday feel any different, given that this was your senior year and it was your last go around for high school cross country?
Yeah, I guess after the first state championship, I thought maybe we could do it again. And we pulled that off, and then I was like, wow, I don't know. It'd be nice to go out with state championships my senior year, but didn't know if we could pull it off. But we worked hard, and we came away with it, which is a really, really awesome feeling.
Mm-hmm. What do all your cross-country members mean to you? And obviously the emotions were flying there on Saturday in your final race.
They mean so much. And I think a lot of our bond is that we run for the same reason. And we all wanted to give the glory to God this weekend. And I think that was a huge thing that pulled us together. And, you know, just in our huddle right before we ran, we all talked to each other and told each other we were going to run for each other. And then we would also run for God and give the glory to him no matter what happened. And I think that's incredible to have with all of my teammates. And, they all ran really hard on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Is there any bigger role you took on here in your senior year as far as leadership goes?
I guess we had three seniors, so we all kind of led together, and I definitely couldn't have – they definitely helped lead a lot. But, yeah, I think there's something when you're the first runner, then you kind of have a little bit more lead, and I also had more experience than the other seniors, so – neither of them had run all 4 years, so I guess, and especially Jaden and Sydney had never run before. They kind of looked to me for advice a little bit, as well as the others.
Mark, of course, is your dad, a head coach of the Golden Hawks. What's that relationship like to have your dad as the coach?
It's been really good, and I really enjoy having him as my coach. it's really nice to have him, have my coach always around if I have any questions or anything. And obviously he's an amazing coach, and he's coached us really well, physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like we got more Hostetlers on the way for next year as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Danielle's in eighth grade. She won the middle school state cross country meet. So that was fun to watch, and I think she'll be really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Well, a couple fun questions here for you, Marie. I think a lot of people want to know the tips and tricks of how to become a state champion. What's the go-to pre-race meal for you?
Usually I keep it pretty light. If it's an afternoon meet, I usually eat a good balanced breakfast, but the meal before, usually keep it pretty light. Usually some like granola cereal or something really light, maybe some honey.
Okay.
Just a little bit of energy. You don't want, I tend to eat lighter than some people because sometimes I have trouble with my stomach, but yeah. So I don't eat a lot, but just some energy and some stuff sitting in my stomach, so I'm not too hungry. So.
Sure. Out of all the courses you've been to, what's your favorite?
Probably the state course. I like the district course where we ran at Williamsburg. That course is nice, but there's something special about the state course, and I like it. It doesn't have any loops, so that's nice. Just once around.
Mm-hmm.
It adds some challenges with the hills, but it's a really special course.
Yeah, sure. Well, since the last time we had you on here, I understand you made a decision about where you want to go next year. So why don't you tell everyone where you're going to attend and what went into your decision?
Yeah, I'm attending Liberty University next fall, and I'll be running track and cross country there. And I guess it was a really tough decision. I also looked at Iowa and Iowa State, and I really liked the coaches at everywhere, I guess. But I think the coaches at Liberty have something special in that they want to train you to run well, obviously, but also to help you along in that by glorifying God and running for your teammates and everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really special.
Sure. Do you have a major picked out yet?
I'm thinking something around the area of special education.
Okay. What inspired you to want to go that route?
I guess I have a cousin with Down syndrome, and I always enjoyed taking care of him. And I don't know, it's something I think I enjoy. So.
Sure. Cool. Last question before I let you go here, Marie. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
I guess obviously a lot of training goes into even one race, and then leading up to it, you know, you kind of use all that training and rest up a little bit, and then use all that training goes into you know, several races or one race. Yeah, it's just really important to have a lot of training into that, because our whole team trained really hard over the summer, and I think it shows. That's really important.
Mm-hmm. Well, Marie, congratulations once again on another state title. Thanks for your time here today, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you.
That's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Marie Hostetler claimed her third individual title and helped the Golden Hawks to a third straight team title for Class 2A. Let's step aside. We have more on today's PM Sports page. We'll come back with that right after this on KCII.